Google Assistant sings vaccine song to encourage you to get COVID-19 jab. WhatsApp May 15 deadline for accepting new privacy policy terms scrapped. Chip shortage, auto sector urges US Congress to help fund semiconductor production. OnePlus to bring new theme store with Oxygen OS 12, plans to discuss with users during Open Ears Forum on May 18. Gboard app update for Wear OS brings multi-language support, enhanced word suggestions to smartwatches. Redmi Smart TV with Full HD display MediaTek T31 SoC could launch soon. Spotted in Google Play console listing. Google Assistant has come up with an interesting song to encourage everyone to take COVID-19 vaccines. There's no denying the grave significance of the subject, but the AI voice can be best described as funny. Still, there's no harm in listening to a song that celebrates the arrival of vaccines and describes them as safe. The song also lauds scientists, calling them superheroes for the efforts they have put in to ensure the vaccine was developed and administered to the people. To listen to the song, simply ask Google Assistant on your phone or a smart device to sing the vaccine song. Depending on the settings on your device, Google Assistant will either sing the song in a male or female sounding voice. WhatsApp has scrapped its May 15 deadline for users to accept its controversial privacy policy update and said not accepting the terms will not lead to deletion of accounts. WhatsApp had faced severe backlash over users' concern that was being shared with parent company Facebook. A WhatsApp spokesperson told PTI that no accounts will be deleted on May 15 for not accepting the policy update. The spokesperson said in an emailed response to a query, "No accounts will be deleted on May 15 because of this update, and no one in India will lose functionality of WhatsApp either. We will follow up with reminders to people over the next several weeks." The US auto industry and United Auto Workers Union urged Congress to tie billions of dollars in government funding to boost semiconductor productions to help fill the needs of automakers forced to slash production because of chip shortages. The American Automotive Policy Council, Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association, and UAW said in a joint statement, "Congress should prioritize production of the semiconductors necessary to assemble vehicles here in the United States. This will ensure that motor vehicle manufacturers have a fair share of chips needed to meet consumer demand." Tech companies and other industries have repeatedly urged the administration not to pick winners and losers or attach conditions to funding to address the chip shortage. OnePlus has shared that it will be introducing a new theme store with its next Android-based operating system, Oxygen OS 12. Announcing its Open Ear Forum for May 2021, a OnePlus staff member has shared on the community forum that the next major OS update will bring a theme store and the company wants feedback for it from fans. The store will be the topic of discussion at this year's OEF, which will be held on May 18. It will be a virtual event just like last year. OnePlus hold its OEF meets to have discussions with fans and take feedbacks from them about improvements they can make to their hardware as well as software. Last year, it held its OEF in January, where the company asked fans what they wanted to see through software and hardware upgrades in 2020. Wear OS is getting a new Gboard app that promises to drastically improve ways to communicate via smartwatches. This includes multi-language support and enhanced word suggestions and corrections to improve typing experience on the small screen. Users can use the integrated QWERTY keyboard or even hand gestures and voice inputs to reply to messages. The Gboard app for smartwatches running on Wear OS offers many new ways to respond to an email, text, or WhatsApp. Google took to its community forums to announce the arrival of a new Gboard app that has all these new features. The Gboard app on a Wear OS smartwatch now offers scrollable word suggestions to give you more options when you're texting. This enables you to find that perfect word you're looking to add in a response. Redmi Smart TV lineup may soon get another addition in the form of a full HD TV that runs on Android OS. A known tipster has shared a Google Play console listing and Google supported device listing for a new Redmi Smart TV from Xiaomi that carries model number MITV M00Q3. As per the listings, this TV will be launched under Xiaomi's Redmi brand and come with Android TV 10. As of now, Xiaomi has not shared any information on a new Redmi Smart TV. However, it did release the MITV Pi series in China recently. Known tipster Mukul Sharma tweeted a few screenshots of a Google-supported device and a Google Play console listing for a new Redmi Smart TV.